Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of our Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. This is your boy Nick here to talk to you about how your friends were wrong this entire time and why being entitled is a good thing, part one. Now, this day that I'm about to describe to you happened a long, long time ago. We're talking about more than a decade, and it was a really hot summer day, just kind of like today in Houston on July 21st, 2020. And oh man, we were sitting there and we were waiting for our Amwai to pick up his glasses from Eye Masters in the mall. And now, for those of y'all who don't know, my Amwai was a kind and knowledgeable man who was very, very soft-spoken. Like, you wouldn't have even imagined that he was ever a general in the Vietnam War and that he was ever imprisoned for 10 years. That's right, like he had the tattoos and the scars to prove it. But I remember this particular day though, because as we sat there and the optician was asking him about his glasses and whether or not they were all right, he said that they were fine. And my mother asked him again, just to be sure, this time in Vietnamese, and he again said something along the lines of "cũng được." This is roughly translated as "sure, it's good, it's fine" in English, which in my experience is never a very confident answer. And for those of y'all who don't know, Amwai means maternal grandfather in Vietnamese. But now, you know, we got to give you a bit of context here. My Amwai spoke English very well for someone who immigrated to America in his late 50s. In fact, he was a former program director and caseworker for Boston's Vietnamese American Civic Association, where he helped Vietnamese immigrants transition into their American lives, and he really spent a lot of time teaching them English and how to navigate the entire system. But for some reason on that day, the optician spoke to him as if he was just an immigrant who didn't understand English. Not in a rude way, but you know what I mean, like when they go and start talking really, really slow with those long enunciated syllables. And I mean, she didn't know any better. All she thought he knew was the word fine and okay. But fast forward to 20 minutes later, we're in the car driving home from the mall, and my Amwai suddenly starts opening up and telling my mom how the glasses don't fit properly, and they had a bad glare, and how he couldn't really see that sharply, and it gave him a headache. And boy, my mom was livid. I mean, like, rightly so. She had asked him multiple times while we were in the store to let us know how the glasses felt, but he just told us it was fine. And my mom, irritated, started screaming that he needed to speak up and tell them if there was a problem right then and there. That's why we were there. Now, we had to go back, get it fixed, and figure out what was wrong. And of course, my grandfather felt horrible. I mean, like, he said he didn't realize it at the time, and he just noticed the differences now. And to calm her down, he quickly told my mom that it was fine. She didn't have to worry about it. And, you know, I don't think he wore those glasses very much after that. So what's the moral of the story here? My Amwai didn't have a sense of entitlement. Took me a decade to realize it, but that was it. And let me just set the record straight before anybody jumps in and starts going like, but entitlement's a bad thing, right? That's when you feel like you deserve everything. Well, you know, if you go back to the actual definition, the one that Malcolm Gladwell like references in his book Outliers, you know, it's actually something completely different. If you go down to the very root of the word, I want you to actually check out these two sentences, okay? You are entitled to speak up, and you have the right to speak up. They actually mean the exact same thing. So, you know, yep, your friends that were trying to shame you for being able to do things or having the air of je ne sais quoi weren't necessarily wrong, but they were using the word entitled to shame you by making you feel like you were better than everybody. But as my mom likes to say, not everything is black and white. Your friends are talking about being too entitled. And what I'm talking about here and what Malcolm Gladwell talks about in his book Outliers is this idea of just having basic rights. Like, you have the right to speak up and voice your opinions, and you have the right to advocate for yourself and make special requests to accommodate your desires. This does not mean that you'll be heard or that they'll be granted. But that also doesn't mean that you should just ignore what's good for you. That day is just one of many stories that my Amwai lacked self-confidence, and as a result, he didn't advocate for himself. He didn't feel like he was entitled to his opinion, and I don't want to presume to know why, and I really wish that my 13-year-old self had the maturity to ask him back then. But the point of this story is to show you that you should be entitled to a certain extent. I'm sure many immigrant Americans can relate to this sentiment of not feeling like you can speak up. And it's okay, I feel it more and more nowadays too. I remember when I was really young, I would say everything that came to mind. And over time, I've learned that that's not always the best thing to do. It's not always professional, but I also had to learn that I shouldn't lose that quality. You know, at one point in my life, my parents and my mom taught me to not fear it and really helped me to learn to voice my thoughts and opinions. And you might know it as being rude or talking back, but let's call it what it is. It's your right to speak up and say what's on your mind. So never lose that confidence. And know that no matter what, even if somebody looks at you the wrong way, there might be five other people who look up to you and go, "Man, I really appreciate that this person spoke up, because I just couldn't." Now remember, having just enough entitlement is a good thing. We need it to boost our confidence. But having too much, now that's where you start venturing into the whole, "Oh, you are just some spoiled." But you know, the main point of this whole story was just to share that boost people's confidence, like your friends, your families, your peers, your mentors, your mentees. Let them know that they are heard. Let them know that they can voice their opinions, because inside they may feel like they just can't. So be that voice for them. Empower them to be able to do what they want to do. Thanks again for checking out our Winning Lifestyles audio blog. We really appreciate you checking out our content. And please stay tuned for the next available episode. And keep an eye out for future podcasts coming out by the Winning Lifestyles team. This is your boy Nick, signing out. Peace.